Hallelujah. God bless you. You've joined the Sunday International Victory Services of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. This is the Mother Church of the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, and we're located in Baltimore, Maryland. And God bless you, every one of you, all over this country and the world. We thank God for you being able to tune in to our program today. It's not just a program. It's not just a show. It's a service, honoring, uplifting, praising, honoring Almighty God. Hallelujah, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank God for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, under the sound of my voice now.
Hallelujah.
And we're just starting, so you can call somebody on your three-way them into the call, or just call somebody and say, get on this call, because you're going to be blessed. You're going to be helped. You're going to be edified. You're going to be perfected. Hallelujah. God is going to prepare you for the work of the ministry through this call today. Your life will never be the same in Jesus' name. And as you've noticed in the last month or two, we have been starting our service with the Pastor's Corner. Well, we are moving the Pastor's Corner starting today. And while we are moving it to throughout the service, it won't be the same place, because we don't want some of you pastors to tune in to the first 10 minutes and say, well, that's it for me, and hang up. We want you to be a part of the entire service. So throughout the entire service, you will hear some teaching for pastors as well as everyone else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we're all in the same boat. As far as I know, we're all on planet Earth. Hallelujah. However, if this call is being broadcast somewhere else, God bless you too, whoever you are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. This is Bishop E.T. Byrd. And, of course, my favorite person in this dispensation is Pastor Petersburg, who happens to be my wife. And yes, that's right, Pastor Peters. She is the sugar that sweetens my coffee. Hallelujah. She is my banana pudding. She just is that thing. Oh, my goodness. I just thank God for him bringing her into my life. God bless you. Pastor Peters, can you say amen?
Hallelujah, amen.
Amen. Well, right now, since we're not going to do Pastor's Corner right now, hallelujah, we're just going to have Pastor Peters, hallelujah, open us up in a word of prayer, and then if she would like to sing a song or go directly to Old Testament and New Testament scriptures, it's up to her. Pastor Peters,
hallelujah.
In your hands right now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We thank you for this is a day that you have made. We will continue to rejoice and be glad in this day. Father God, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, your name is worthy to be praised, and we will praise your name, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for waking us up. We thank you for closing us in our right mind. We thank you, Lord God, for a great amount of energy in our bodies and wellness and wholeness and everything, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, being able to clap our hands and pat our feet and sing praises unto you, Lord God, with our voice. Hallelujah. Lord God, there is nothing that we can't do, Lord God, with you helping us. Lord God, and we can do nothing without you.
Hallelujah.
We praise you, God. Lord God, we thank you for every listener. Bless them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. If there's any sick, Lord God, heal them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, touch them, touch their bodies from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Lord God, we know you can do all things. Hallelujah. And that's what we believe in. And that's what we're holding to. We bind the enemy. Upset the plan of Satan in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, bless the word of God that's going to come forth on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing the family, protecting the family, Lord God, on last week that was involved in the explosion. We thank you, Lord God, no lives were lost. We ask you, Lord God, to continue to bless that area. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, no more explosions. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, protect your people. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, let the culprit be found in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are a God of restoration. Hallelujah. We ask you, Lord God, to restore in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. You are a God of restoration, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Bless continually this day.
Yes.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bless your people all over the world, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Bless your people, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
Lord God,
of
we
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, just to continue to be with us and improve yourself continually.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do.
Hallelujah.
We thank you in advance, Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Be glorified, be glorified, be glorified, be glorified, be glorified, be glorified. Yes, thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
That's our desire today for God to be glorified. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Be glorified in the heavens and in the earth.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
In this temple. Hallelujah.
Community.
Thank you, Jesus.
Church.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Be glorified in the heavens. Be glorified in the earth.
Yes, yes.
Be glorified in this temple.
Yes.
Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Be thou glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified in the heavens.
Hallelujah.
Be glorified in the earth.
Hallelujah.
Be glorified in this temple. Jesus. Jesus. Be thou glorified. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I had 10,000 tongues,
hallelujah.
I could not praise him enough.
Wow.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I've asked the Lord to bring it back to my remembrance and bring it back to me, Lord God, when the opportunities that I can witness for you.
Yeah.
I remember one time, I know when I was in school, and I just certain times I was just for a long time, I was just, whenever I had an opportunity to witness for the Lord, I would do it. Or to just show somebody, that was God that did that. That was God that did that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and think I had gotten away from it. And I said, Lord, I thank you for opportunities to witness for you.
Yes.
Because saints of God, the people in this world need to know that God is still living. God is still alive. He will be as close to them as their very breath. And so many things right now is happening. You know, and the people in this world are looking for something to hold on to.
Hallelujah.
They are hungry for the word of God. Sometimes they don't know what it is that they're hungry for. But believe you me, it's the word of God. It is God that they're hungry for. That hole that's down on the inside of them, that's in their soul, that they're trying different things to fill up. Some of them don't know. If they knew it was God, then they wouldn't be trying so many different things to fill it up. But it's God that they're looking for. Hallelujah. And only God can touch and fill voids and fill up spaces. And, you know, like he can do it like none other.
Yes, yes.
The drink in the bottle is gonna get empty. Hallelujah. The friends, they're gonna have their own problems. The friends are gonna go and find something that's gonna soothe them. They're gonna go to their own house. Hallelujah. The cigarettes and the blunts and the weed, it's gonna wear off and you're gonna want a higher high the next time. But you know what? But Jesus is that friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's that friend that's going to be there when everybody else go home, mm-hmm. when every cigarette burns out,
mm-hmm.
when everybody find their own hole to go to, their own place to go to. Hallelujah. When their money runs out.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But God is not a man that he's going to, I got to go home and take care of my family. I got to go do this and that. No, there's a song that say, you're the God that stayed.
Yes.
When everyone else ran away, you're the God that stayed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And he is.
Hallelujah.
When everybody goes away and you feel like you're there on an island all by yourself.
All by yourself.
All by yourself. Don't you know? He's there. You can whisper his name.
Hallelujah.
You can whisper his name and he'll hear you. There's a song that says, whisper, Jesus, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And sometimes, don't you know, that's all the strength you may have. Just enough strength to whisper his name. Hallelujah. Don't you know he'll hear you? Hallelujah. And he will comfort your very soul. Hallelujah. He will comfort you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. God has never let me down. Hallelujah. He has never let me down. Hallelujah. He never will. He never, ever will. He is closer to you than your very breath. Hallelujah. When it seems like no one else around, and nobody else is to be found. I remember one time a family member said, "Oh, call me if you need me." And I called them. And they said, "Oh, if you had called me yesterday, I could help."
Mm.
And I said to myself, "But the emergency just came up." That's why it's called an emergency. Something that happens right then and there.
Yes.
We don't know. I don't know today or what emergency will come up tomorrow. Or I don't know today. Or somebody told me yesterday, "Oh, call me if you need me." And something comes up today and I'm calling them because they gave me that open, window yesterday. And I called them today and they said, "I'm not available." Don't you know, saints of God, you'll never hear that from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you call him, he'll never say, "Oh, I have to put you on hold. Line two." You never hear that from the Lord. And that's just so awesome. Hallelujah. He's always there. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo! God is so good. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Let's read our Old Testament scripture and then our New Testament scripture. And then we're going to give you some household
housekeeping,
housekeeping rules.
Yeah, that's it.
In the meantime, first let's do that first. Go get your cracker, your juice, your bread, your toast, whatever, some water, whatever. So when it's time for us to have communion, we'll have communion. And you know that's the meal that heals. Hallelujah. Tell the children to come in. Hallelujah. There are some things you want your children to see you do that's going to take them through life. That's going to help them out. Things that they're never going to forget. Things that they're going to need even when they get 50 and 60 years old. Hallelujah. Get some a piece of paper. Go get your composition notebooks that we told you to get. Go get your composition notebook. Go get your ink pen. Okay? Hallelujah.
Whatever.
Write it down. So you have something to take the notes in. Hallelujah. You'll be able to write down your scriptures that you can go through during the week. You can go back to, you can revert back to and say, "Oh, yeah." And don't you know, when you read them, when you're by yourself, don't you know God's going to show you something else in them same scriptures? He's going to show you something maybe other than what the bishop even spoke about. You may have some scriptures. You may have some questions about the same scriptures. You'll have paper that you can write down your scriptures. You can write down your questions and say, "Wow, you know what? God can even give you answers through these scriptures, questions that you've had all along." That's what he does to me. When I'm wondering about something or questioning the Lord about something, and I'm reading the word, God gives me answers to questions. It's a right while I'm writing, while I'm reading the word of God. Hallelujah. Our Old Testament scripture is Jeremiah 18, 1-6. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words." Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "O house of Israel, cannot I do with you, saith the Lord?" Behold, he said, "O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, are ye, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, New Testament scripture. Hallelujah. Romans 12, 1-2. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Hallelujah.
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 The potter saw a vessel that had been broken from the wind and the rain. But he sought with so much compassion to put it back together again.
Hallelujah.
And I was that broken vessel.
Hallelujah.
That no one thought was any good. But I said, Lord, you are the potter, and I am the clay. Make me over again today.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus picked up the pieces of my broken heart, my broken heart that day. And he made me a new vessel and revived my soul again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for the word.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank the Lord.
Mm. God, praise the Lord, Bishop Byrd. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank the Lord for the reading of his word.
Thank you, God.
Many blessings to the reading of his word and to the songs of Zion that have come forth already. Hallelujah. And as Pastor Peaches has said, it's time for Holy Communion. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
glory
Jesus.
To the Lord. Oh, let's
hallelujah.
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 Hey, yellow boy.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. This is the meal that heals. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23-34, says, examine yourselves. Right now, we examine ourselves right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you, O God. You are Jehovah Tsidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission, commission. And Father God, we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges and no resentments. We turn ourselves, we release ourselves and all others to the mighty hand of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Have your word, have your way, Holy Spirit. We stand on your word, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And we examine ourselves right now. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. You rightfully, hallelujah, glory to God. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion now. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bless them. We ask that you would bless and anoint them, O God. Hallelujah. We ask that you would sanctify them, O God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we heal. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelations 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. That's Revelations 1:5. And then Ephesians 1:7, hallelujah, and Colossians 1:14 says, we have redemption through your blood. That's Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14. And then Matthew 26:28 says, our sins are forgiven because of the blood. So we thank you for the blood today. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, we bless your name. Your word says, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Shem Adonai. That means, blessed be God, the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For hallelujah. We comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves. Strength to ourselves,
yes.
Healing to ourselves,
yes.
Life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19 declares, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. That's Deuteronomy 30:19. Now Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. That's Psalms 118:17. There's one thing that you have put above yourself, Father God, and that's your word. Psalms 138:2 says so.
Yes.
Psalms 89:34 says, you keep covenant, and what you have said out of your mouth, you won't change.
Hallelujah.
Numbers 23:19 says, you're not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what it was set up to do. Paraphrase, of course. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11 says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper which it was sent. Paraphrased again. That's Isaiah 55:11. Hallelujah. So we are back to 1 Corinthians 11, verses, hallelujah, 23-34. Hallelujah. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you for our healing already, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your words say in Luke 4:18 says, you want to hear us. You want to heal us. You want to heal us. You want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads, the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All over the world in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. What are you? We thank you, Lord, that healing is the bread of your children. Matthew 15:26, Psalms 100, Galatians 3:26, and 1 John 3:1-2 says so. That's Matthew 15:26, 1 John 3:1-2, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 says, healing is the bread of your children, and we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. We thank you for healing today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And likewise, on the same night in which you were betrayed, you took also the cup. And when you're giving thanks, we thank you, O God. You declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our home. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and our mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already destroys, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, reverses, brings to naught, nullifies, makes of no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every curse against us and our families in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every purveyor, every person that would set a curse or spell or hex on us, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we call down the fire of heaven.
Amen.
Every curse against us and our family.
Fire.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
The blood of Lord Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already severs, cuts.
Thank you, Jesus.
Undoes, unties,
yes.
Brings to naught,
nullifies,
reverses, utterly destroys, makes of no effect, utterly does away with every ungodly soul tie.
Hallelujah.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. There to my heart
was the blood
applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name. Precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. And Father God, we thank you for our family daily confession. And we speak right now for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our families and our extended families, according to Job 22:28. That's Job 22:28. Romans 4:17.
Thank you, Jesus.
Romans 4:17. And 2 Kings, the entire first chapter. Glory to God. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom seeds. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're
awesome.
We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're
powerful.
We're perfect.
We're
strong.
We're
mighty.
We're
great.
We're
beautiful. In
Jesus'
name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us in the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord just for a little while. A testimony after this service today, give us a call at 1-410-444-5152. We thank God for the testimonies that have come through already. We God bless you, and we know that God is healing and delivering and setting the captives free already. Glory to God. We
Hallelujah.
Thank God for it. Don't keep it to yourself.
Thank
you know we are overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Words of our testimony. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Somebody want to hear your testimony. Somebody needs to hear what you have, God has taken you through, and the operable word is through. Glory to God. He brought you out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, Apostle Dustin Harper and Minister Jane. God bless you. Hallelujah. Minister Linda Blackwell and Tiffany. God bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sterling over there in Portland, Oregon. Glory to God. My goodness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Brother Jerry Cleveland. God bless you, my brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle Margie Mercer there in Parkville, Maryland. Come on now. God bless
Hallelujah.
You. I know you got a testimony. Hallelujah. A Dorothy Bird down in Tarboro, North Carolina. I know you got a testimony. Dwight down there in somewhere in Florida. Was it Orlando, Florida? God bless you, my brother. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Elder Dwight. Pastor Murray Hadley. God bless you, baby. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bishop Vernon. God bless you. Yeah, I know you got a whole bunch of testimony. Hallelujah. Prophet Cynthia, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, God bless you, dear. Brother Harry Warsaw, God bless you, brother. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Ronald Harris, hallelujah. Andy, oh my goodness, you got the whole family, Andy and Yvette. Mother Harris, God bless you all, hallelujah. Oh, Tanya from Ellicott City, and you and the dog and the cat and all of them, hallelujah, y'all having a good time in the Lord today. God bless you. Pastor Mike, Pastor Peggy up there in Hanover, Pennsylvania. God bless you. Glory to God. Yeah. Ricky, hallelujah. Glory to God. Ricky Bird, hallelujah, down there in Atlanta, Georgia, and Tony Bird in South Carolina. God bless you now. Oh, family that pray together, stay together. Watch out now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You,
Jesse Bird over there in North Hollywood. God bless
hallelujah.
You. Nephew, glory to God. Love to Maria and mother. Mother, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Her mother, hallelujah. Up in Boston. God bless you now. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you're the most shocked. Oh, it's time to get your shout in. Oh, you know you haven't picked some feet up in a shout in a long time. Yeah, put that glass down. I ain't saying what's in the glass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you need to put it down and just start the shouting. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. You know you got something to shout. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mother Johnson, 98 years young. You go, girl. Oh, now you need to stop shouting around your room like that, your apartment like that. Don't you dare try to jump up on the chandelier. Come on now. Hallelujah. Keep your feet on the ground. Come on now. Pastor Viola, Pastor Lewis, God bless you now. Sister Lorena, nice Lorena, glory to God. Marion, hallelujah. God bless you, dear. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Antonio, Dexter, Wade, God bless you, brothers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got a testimony. God done brought you a mighty long way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Tom Swin and Rosalind, glory to God. Elder Lester, Deacon Dale, God bless y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to the Lord. Tony Jordan, well, bless you. Somebody told you about the message, about the service. God bless you. Glory to God. Aaron and Elaine Walls, God bless you real good. God bless you now. Tyvon Bird, hallelujah. Alicia, Earl Bird Jr., Tia, God bless you. Man, hallelujah.
Glory, glory to God. We must have 10,000 people on this call today. God bless you, dear Lord. All over the world. Hallelujah. Have 9 pastors over there in Africa. God bless you. Hallelujah. 5 roads, primary school. God bless y'all over there. Principal, every one of y'all. Teachers, God bless you. Students, God bless you. Glory of our book, Dr. Helene Russell. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my goodness, Sister Sheila from Jesse, tell me you just got out of the hospital. Girl, God done brought you from a mighty long way. God bless you, baby girl. Hallelujah. Shelly, happy birthday tomorrow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Dominique. Danielle, oh, my goodness. Kimberly. Tiny, glory to God. Oh, bless God. But this is your man or not. Hallelujah. Oh, we having a time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo, yes, Lord. Sometimes we need to get out shouting. Do you understand?
Amen.
Do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth? Sometimes we need to pick them up and put them down and praise Almighty God. Hallelujah. Y'all don't know, but hallelujah. Mother Camper, she's gone on to be with the Lord, but I can see her right now at Darville over there near the post on the right side. If you're facing the pulpit, I can see her picking them up and putting them down, leaning low, leaning high. We're praying from side to side. Go, girl.
Amen.
Put step in. I know you're up in heaven. Putting your step in right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, well, well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to stop right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, let's say amen, somebody. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I,
amen.
If I can't buy one, can I rent one for just a little while?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, on our service, we have an official a timekeeper. And I want to know from that timekeeper, what time is it?
3:50.
What? Oh, bless be God. Baruch Shemadonai. Hallelujah. Bless be God the Lord. I got time today. Lord have mercy. We got a message. Now, I hope you got your ink pens and your pencils because we got a message for you today. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone.
Yes.
Save someone. Fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God, today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And return 60, 30, even 100-fold, 1,000-fold increase in blessing on the seed sown today. As Satan, we serve you notice right now. We bind you in Jesus' name. We evict you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And yes, Lord, we thank you that what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for meeting everyone at need at the point of their need in Jesus' name. And let the church say amen.
Amen.
People of God say amen.
Amen.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say amen.
Amen.
And everybody else say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor, glory to God. Mamriya Shakuriya by Yaraboshaka. Pastor Peaches, I don't want you to read it, but right now, but I want you to go to Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13 and 14
and possibly 15, but just go there, and when you get there, say amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus, Lord have mercy. I think we might have to change Pastor Peach's name to Speedy Gonzalez. Glory to God. Boy, she know how to handle the word of God. God bless you. But don't read it right now. Right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tick. We are running out of time. Tick. Tock. Tick. Tock. We're running out of time. You see, we live in Chronos time. You know, linear time and the ending in this dispensation. There's a start and an ending. Tick, tock, tick, tock. We are running out of time. For a few minutes, I want to share with you some thoughts on what are you going to do with the time you have left? Tick, tock, tick, tock. Tell someone, what are you going to do with the time you have left? Tell another person, what are you going to do with the time you have left? Tick, tock, tick, tock. A few minutes ago, I asked Pastor Peaches what time it was. She said 3:50. What time is it now, Pastor Peaches?
3:54.
Tick. Tick tock. We are running out of time. Read the scripture I gave you.
Philippians 3:13, 14.
Yeah, go. I start with 13, if you would.
Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. That's good. Whoa. Tick. Go to John 9:4. I need to share with you today that our lives from here on in must be intentional living, not cavalier. Cavalier is all holds barred. What do you call it? No holds barred. Laissez-faire. Whatever. 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 Let it. Whatever. We need to have intentional living in our lives. Why? Tick, tock, tick, tock. We are running out of time. Read that scripture for me.
John 9:4. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work.
We're running out of time. Your living from this point on must be intentional for Christ. Now, some folk have intentional living, but it's for the devil. It's going ahead trying to do something dirty, trying to call it clean. But you that name the name of the Lord, the word of the Lord says, if my people who
who are called by my name would humble themselves, pray, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin and heal their land. We need healing in the land today because we're running out of time. Tick, tock, tick, tock. Go to Esther 4:14. Hallelujah. You were called to this life.
Amen.
For a special reason. Ephesians 1:4 says, hallelujah, he called you before the foundation of the world. Jeremiah 1:5 says, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, I knew you. Tick, tock, tick, tock. We're running out of time. What are you going to do with the time you have left? When you get to Esther 4:14, say amen.
Amen.
Read.
For if thou altogether holdest thou peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?
You have been called to the kingdom of God on earth for such a time as this. You have a job to do. Why? Because we're running out of time. Tick, tock, tick, tock. You have been playing the ground with limited stuff. You've been dealing with limited people, limited circumstances, limited communities, limited tasks, limited ministries. God says, I am not limited. Jeremiah 32:27. I am the Lord God. Is there anything too hard for me? No, we must need position ourselves to be used of God. Because we are running out of time. There are 5 things that you need to have answered in your life so that you can position yourself to be used of God, intentional living for Christ. The first thing, number one, you need to write these things down because you need to answer them. Who am I? Who am I? Where, number two, where did I come from? Number three, why am I here? Number four, what can I do? And number five, where am I going? Baby, sisters and brothers, sons and daughters, you have not yet sung your best song. You have not preached your best sermon. You have not dreamt your best dreams. You have not seen your best vision. It's time for you to have intentional living for the Lord because we're running out of time. Tick, tock, tick, tock. Number one, who are you? You are a spirit to this earth. You were not an afterthought of God. You are not an also-ran. You are a spirit. You happen to have a soul around in a earth suit. Where did you come from? The Bible says, glory to God. Again, Ephesians 1:4. Yes, 1:4. Before the foundations of the world, God knew you. How did he know you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You were in the heart of God. A spirit. Before you came here, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:8, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. How could you be present with the Lord? You were a spirit before you came here. And when you put down your earth suit, guess what? You are leaving. Your spirit's going to leave this earth because it's illegal for a spirit to be walking the earth without a body. God's a legal God. Baby, you're running out of time. Glory to God. You, hallelujah. Who you are, spirit, where did you come from? You came from the heart of God. Why are you here? To destroy the works of the enemy. To sing praises to Almighty God. To glorify God. To fellowship with God. Have communion with God. To make an impact on your family. God told Jeremiah, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, I knew you. And before you came out, I ordained you a prophet to the nations. God ordained a special job for you to do that nobody else in this world, 7.5 billion people, can do.
Amen.
Only you can do it. But we're running out of time. What are you going to do with the time you have left? Hallelujah. What can you do? Hallelujah. God gives giftings to everyone that step foot in an earth suit. You have gifts. Hallelujah. Then the Holy Spirit said, look it, that's not enough. I've got some gifts I want to give too. And so you got gifts to the Holy Spirit want to give you. Father God gave you some gifts, and then the Holy Spirit want to give you some more. You say, well, I don't know what my gifts are. It's time that you ask God. Intentional living. Don't be cavalier about your life, whatever, whatever. Ask God. Be intentional about living for Christ.
Amen.
Why? Tick tock. Tick tock. We're running out of time. What are you going to do with the time you have left? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Where are we going? Hallelujah. Guess what? Our destiny is in Christ. We are reaching for the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We're getting to that day where God can say to us, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over many. Come and enter into my rest and enter into all those good things that I prepared for you since the foundation of the world. Glory to God. Your destiny is in Christ. But you got to get to stepping. Those five things, again, I'm going to go over them because some of you didn't write them down. I was talking too fast. Who are you? Where you did you come from? Why are you here? What can you do? And, hallelujah, where are you going? Those five questions you must intentionally answer Don't lay back on your pillow, lay back in your easy chair and say whatever, whatever. Don't be cavalier about your life in Christ. And you can tell some of the cavalier folks, they don't listen to nobody else but themselves and what they think God is saying to them, because they're the only ones that really hear from God. They're the long rangers. They don't recognize the anointing in other people's lives. They get they feel disrespected if you don't call them apostle or prophet or evangelist or bishop or archbishop or pope. I don't know. They feel disrespected. And they spend more time in laying you out because you didn't call them apostle or prophet than they do in praying to the Lord for healing for you or anybody else. And then they have the nerve to tell you, I don't believe you're called. Guess what? I read my Bible in Matthew 7, start with verse 16. You shall know them by their fruit. And the fruit wasn't good, it wasn't tasting too good to me. But I just kept quiet and I listened to their spiritless stuff that they were sharing. And it told me, some folks, you got to shake the dust off your feet and get to stepping. That's what the Word of God says. Why do you have to do that? Because you can't waste time. Because we're running out of time. What time is it now, Pastor Peter?
Thank you, Jesus. About 9 after.
Oh, praise God. Tick, tock, tick. You must position yourself to be used of God.
Amen.
I gave you those 5 questions that you got to answer deliberately. The Word of God says in Hebrews 11, I think that's 6, without faith it's impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Intentionally seek him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who are you? Understand that. Receive it. Comprehend that. Where did you come from? Understand that. Comprehend that. Hallelujah. Why are you here? Comprehend that. Understand that. Glory to God. What can you do? Your giftings. Comprehend that. Understand that. Where are you going? Comprehend that. Understand that. Put that in the word. That's in the word. Positioning yourself to have intentional living in Christ. Here's the scripture. In fact, the 2 scriptures, Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Why? So that you can intentionally live for God. Galatians 5:22-23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Intentionally seek to have those fruit of the Spirit in your life, manifested in your life. Why? Tick, tock, tick, tock. Because we're running out of time. What are you going to do with the time you have left? Matthew 7, verse 1 and 2 and possibly 3 and 4, talks about judging others. Don't judge others unless you be judged. And the moat you're trying to get out of somebody's eye, you got a beam in yours. Why did God say that to you? If you read that a little bit further, it says, don't waste your time in doing all of that. Because in verse 16 of the same chapter, it says, ye will know them by their fruit. You don't have to judge them. They're judging themselves.
Check that scripture. Then Romans 12:19 says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I shall repay. Don't you try to get back at folk. Don't try to do stuff. Glory to God. Proverbs, 26:27? Talks about you trying to dig a ditch for somebody because they did something to you. You can fall in that ditch. If you try to roll a stone on somebody that did something to you, that stone is going to make a U-turn and come back on you. Why don't you do that? Don't do it because tick, tock, tick, tock. We're running out of time. God wants to hear from you. Your family wants to see Christ in your life. Your community wants to see Christ in your life. The nation wants to see Christ in your life. Not going around biting and devouring one another,
amen,
but lifting up and building up,
yes, yes, yes,
one another.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yarabo
Shekere. Thank you, Jesus.
Why?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Because that's wasting time. And tick tock, tick tock. We're running out of time. There are people dying every second. There are people dying every day that nobody went to them that Jesus is Lord. Stop going around and saying, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Instead of saying that, say, Jesus is Lord. Give them a real message. Because there used to be a song. It says, my sweet Lord. And in the background, they would say, Holy Krishna, or Holy Krishna, or whatever. They were talking about Krishna. So it's not enough to say, oh, praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Or you can say, Jesus is Lord. That don't have no misconceptions, no misapprehensions. If you want to be have a testimony, you can say, Jesus is Lord. Glory to God. Why do you want to say that? Oh, I don't want to seem religious. This ain't religious. This is spiritual. Because the Bible tells me only those by the Holy Ghost can say Jesus is Lord. Why do we want to say that? Because we are running out of time. Tick. You look at the world scene. You look at coronavirus, 230,000 people have already passed away, they say, to the coronavirus. We're running out of time. That I would venture to say that every family that's represented by a listener on this call has lost a loved one between September and the present time. At least one. We are running out of time. We are running out of time. Have intentional living for Christ. Talk to yourself. Say, self, what are you going to do with the life you have left? And then you know what you can say? You can go to Galatians 2:20. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of God, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. A little paraphrase up there, a little bit there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We live. Christ is in us, and we live in Christ. And we got to do it intentionally. We got to do it intentionally because, Pastor Peaches, why do we have to do it intentionally? Because we are running out
of time.
Of time. Hallelujah. Y'all out there, repeat this after me. We are running, out of time. Thank you. And a special blessing on everyone who said that. And blessing means you power to prosper. And I speak this within 1 week. A special blessing come your way because you did what the bishop said to do. You did what the man of God said to do. I don't care what you call me. You did what Brother Bird said to do. Hallelujah. And it wasn't a bad thing. We are running out of time. Intentionally seek to manifest the fruit of the Spirit. Intentionally seek to manifest Christ in your life. If you are working, you're not employed, you are deployed. Intentionally seek to show Christ on your job. If you are not employed and you're going for, hallelujah, you're going for an interview, glory to God. You got to show Christ without saying his name. Because those folks will rebuff you because if you say his name. So you got to show Christ, and Christ is wisdom and knowledge and understanding. You go on an interview. Before you go to that interview, read about the company. Read about the name of the person who has that company. Take a look at their vision and their mission statement. And so when you go in there, you got ammunition because you can tell them, I believe I'm the right person for the job because, number one, I believe in going to work and going the extra mile. I believe in being excellent. Hallelujah. I have a burning desire to be excellent, and I have a coachable, teachable spirit. I believe in teamwork because I know that teamwork makes the dream work. Hallelujah. And see, you say all of that good stuff, and they may ask you. They may ask you, say, well, we know about your good points. Tell me some of your bad points. And some of your bad points, you can tell them this. I used to be very upset at people that don't work as hard as I do. But God is helping me. You can say it then. I'm learning how to even pray for those folks that don't work as hard as I do. Because I believe in doing an excellent job. You done turned a negative into a positive. So glory to God. I don't know why I went there. There might be somebody who's going on an interview this week. Hallelujah. You got ammunition now. Hallelujah. Be a student. Read about the company you're interviewing with. Name the name of the person, the CEO who leads that company. Come on now. And you'll be surprised. Say, I believe in what James Dunn is talking about. That's the CEO of the company or whatever. He's doing and the mission that he's stated. That's what you do. Pastor Peaches, what time do we have? Pastor Peaches?
Hallelujah.
What time do we have?
We have 20 after.
Hallelujah. Guess what? This broadcast. The service is running out of time. Tick-tock, tick-tock. What are you going to do with the time you have left? I suggest you live it intentionally for Christ. For he has called you to this place for such a time as this. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. There's a song that says, tomorrow, I'll give my life tomorrow. I thought about today, but it's so much easier to say tomorrow. But who promised you tomorrow? What are you going to do with the life you have left today? Start doing it today.
Today.
Today. Tomorrow just may very well be too late. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we put off things and we say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. We procrastinate and procrastinate and procrastinate. No, God wants you to stop being a procrastinator. And this is a pot kettle, calling the kettle black. Hallelujah. But God is helping me even in that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is a good God.
Hallelujah.
And when we ask God to help us with certain things, he will. And it made me think when the pet bishop was speaking, it made me think about Ecclesiastes 3. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up, a time, verse 3, it says a time, verse 4, a time, 5, a time, 6, a time, 7, a time, 8, a time, okay? But now it's the time to stop procrastinating. And it's the time to do the work of the Lord. Do the work of him that sent you while it is day. For when night cometh, no man can work. Hallelujah. Don't you know the people of the world are hungry for what you have inside of you? When you start talking to somebody about the Lord, let me tell you something. They will soak it up like a sponge. They will soak it up. They may say, oh, I don't want to hear that. But don't you know? They really do. They want to hear. And you speak the word of God, and God would allow what you say to go over and over in their minds while they're laying on their bed at night. Hallelujah, because it is what they need. Thank you, Jesus, for the word.
Yes.
Thank God for the word.
Yes,
hallelujah, because it is what we need. It's the only thing this world is never going to ever, ever change. God will hold his word above his name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When you start speaking the word of God, hallelujah, he'll come to your rescue to back it up. There was an old saying when we were little, I said it, I meant it, and I'm here to represent it. Usually when we say something like that, we'll be ready to fight. It was time to fight or something like that. But you know what? God will fight for you. When you start quoting the word of God, he will fight for you.
Psalms 89, verse 34. He
has
changed what he said out of his mouth.
Thank you, Jesus. He's not a chicken. He is not a chicken.
He's going to back up his word.
That's right. He's going to back up his word. He's not going to say, what you say? What you say? Somebody said, well, you said such and such. And he said, I sure did. And I'm going to back up my word. Hallelujah.
And thanks God to put his word above himself. Hallelujah. Glory
yes, indeed. We are grateful that you have joined us today. You have been here with us to hear the word of God. Hallelujah. And we trust that it will take you through the week. Hallelujah. If you have a testimony, a prayer request after the service is over, please feel free to dial 410-444-5152 to share your testimony or your prayer request with us. We would love to hear your prayer request. Love to hear your testimony. Hallelujah. If you would like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's not hard. And watch, and you will turn from darkness unto light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. From darkness into light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I'm sorry for my sins. Lord, I ask you to come into my heart. Make me a new creature. Hallelujah. I believe you died. You rose, and you're now sitting on the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not deep. It's not deep. Hallelujah. God has made you a child of the King. Hallelujah. Ask what you will. Ask what you will, what you want from the Lord, and watch him do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God will do it for you. If you'd like to donate to this ministry, if you'd like to save your pennies and want us to come past and pick them up for you, we are building a school and hospitals in Uganda with pennies. Save your pennies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you want Cash App, it is the first letters of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. $, capital T. All the rest of the words are lowercase. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for you. We thank God for you joining us, joining in with us on the Sundays and Wednesdays. Please on Wednesday, we have Bible study or victory service at 7 o'clock, and we would like for you to join us then also. Hallelujah. On Wednesday evening, dial 319-527-6036. Hallelujah. And you'll be there with us on Wednesday evening. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget, if you have a prayer request, a prayer, a testimony, we would like to hear 444-5152. Hallelujah. Please keep me and Bishop Byrd in your prayers as we pray for you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Somebody grab Minister Linda Blackwell's feet and get her from the ceiling. She's been praising God so much, she done went up to the ceiling. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Benjamin Sassafras. God bless you. God bless you, brother. Oh, my goodness. Benjamin Sassafras is up there shouting. I don't believe it. Glory to God. Yada will shake it a little more. Overseer Nevis, God bless you, brother. All right, you can pick them up and put them down. God bless you, sir. I know you got a testimony. Maxine and Theodis Lee from Essex or Chase or somewhere in the East there. God bless you. Somewhere in Maryland. God bless y'all real good. Hallelujah. This is Vernon McBride. God bless you. Pastor John Street. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. Elect Tina Spencer. God bless you. God bless you, baby girl. Pastor Elect Danielle Curtis. Yeah. You. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see Mother Cancer in my mind's eye right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Brother Reggie Blackwell. Is that you?
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. Joshua, God bless you. Joaquin, hallelujah. God bless you. Yes. QB Stevenson, God bless you, baby girl. Carol Dempster, Carol. Tom King, God bless you. Julie Warren, oh my goodness. Ava, Anna, oh my goodness. Kitty, Stephanie, Desiree, Monica, oh my goodness. It's a family affair. God bless you now. Alan Lewis, oh my goodness, boy. Glory to God. God bless you, sir. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Have a blessed week, everybody.